VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has joined the final day of talks between the warring factions in Yemen. The UN Wednesday circulated a draft agreement including a post-war political framework, a reopening of the Sana'a airport, and a plan for the contested port city of Hodeidah. Hanan El-Badawi is a spokesperson for UN Special Envoy Martin Griffiths.
We are hoping to receive the responses from the two parties by the end of today. And today, for us, is never ends until we announce the closing tomorrow at 11 a.m.
The statement has raised expectations of a breakthrough to end the four-year conflict that has devastated an already impoverished nation, leaving thousands dead and millions facing famine. Both sides have exchanged lists of prisoners and pledged to resume oil and gas exports. The Saudi-backed coalition has been under growing international pressure to end the conflict following the October murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. That prompted the U.S. Senate to take up a resolution ending U.S. support for the coalition. Shaheen is a senator from New Hampshire.
This is not going away. This is something we are going to continue to work at because people need to be held accountable for what's happened. And this is a bipartisan effort that will continue.
Wednesday's Senate vote clears the way for it to advance, but the House of Representatives is not likely to take up the issue this month. At least 9 people were killed, more than 40 injured in Turkey when a high-speed train collided with a locomotive and crashed into a station platform and overpass outside Ankara Thursday. Turkey's state-run news agency says authorities have detained 3 state railway agency employees suspected of negligence. President Erdogan vowed a thorough investigation. Police continue their manhunt for a suspect in the shooting deaths of 2 people in Tuesday's attack on a Christmas market in Strasbourg, France. This is VOA News. An early morning warehouse fire in Kinshasa has destroyed thousands of voting machines and other election materials that were to be used in Congo's upcoming presidential election. Barnabé Kikaya, an advisor to outgoing President Joseph Kabila, says about 7,000 voting machines were lost in the Thursday morning fire, which he says was the work of criminals. But Kikaya said the fire will not disrupt preparations for the December 23rd vote. It could mark Congo's first peaceful transition of power since winning its independence from Belgium in 1960. The race to succeed Kabila has been marred with violence. Security forces opened fire on supporters of opposition candidate Martin Fayulu this week in the town of Kalemie, leaving at least 2 people dead. China has confirmed a second Canadian citizen has been detained under suspicion of endangering China's national security in an apparent retaliation for Canada's arrest of a high-ranking Chinese tech executive. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
A second Canadian missing in China has been identified as entrepreneur Michael Spavor, according to Canada's Global Affairs Department. Spavor is director of the PEC2 Cultural Exchange. The disappearance of Spavor and the detention of former Canadian diplomat Michael Kovrig in Beijing appears to be retaliation by China for the arrest in British Columbia of Chinese tech executive Meng Wanzhou. Meng was granted bail Tuesday, but she could still be extradited to the United States. The U.S. alleges telecommunications giant Huawei violated sanctions on Iran. I'm Mike Gracia.
A Russian woman accused of working as an agent for the Russian government to build ties to the powerful National Rifle Association lobby group in the U.S. and to infiltrate Republican Party circles is expected to plead guilty Thursday in federal court. Maria Butina was charged in July with acting illegally as an unregistered Russian agent and conspiracy. She initially entered a not guilty plea. British Prime Minister Theresa May has confirmed she will step down before the next election scheduled for 2022. Her comments come ahead of talks in Brussels where she's seeking concessions in the unpopular agreement to withdraw Britain from the European Union after she survived a no-confidence vote. The Prime Minister spoke following the party vote.
Following this ballot, we now need to get on with the job of delivering Brexit for the British people and building a better future for this country. A Brexit that delivers on the vote that people gave.
Monday, the Prime Minister canceled a vote on her plan, which is widely expected to result in defeat. Britain's due to leave the EU on March 29th. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says he and U.S. President Donald Trump discussed migration and the possibility of working together on a program aimed at boosting development and job creation in Central America. He proposed a roughly $30 billion plan over 5 years to create jobs and address poverty. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.
Voice of OAA 1.